Number seven, and I'll read this to you, because of the endurance of the Bible through the ages. God's word has endured through ages, despite being the target of empires, armies, infidels. Like the children's song says, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted through the raging storms of time. Well, the next slide. Inerrancy. Inerrancy, trusting that God's word is true, gives to me a biblical framework to understand the Bible. And I want to give you my personal biblical framework. And you can look up for a second. If you have the scriptures as an anchor, if you know that the Bible can be trusted, if you know that what God says is true, if you know what we read in Isaiah 40, verse 8, let me get there, that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. If you know that, then all of a sudden, it starts giving to you a framework that when you look at the Bible, here's the Bible, and it has 31,100 and some verses. All of a sudden, you can start making sense of what it says, because you don't say, well, we're not sure that this verse is true, we're not sure that verse is true. And as soon as you start having parts of the Bible that aren't true, then it's almost like if I had a sweater on that was a knit sweater and I started pulling a thread, if I kept pulling long enough, it would make the whole sweater come apart. That's Satan's goal. If he can make you distrust Genesis, like God isn't quite sure about creation, or Romans about moral standards and whether or not homosexuality is right or wrong, or the book of 1 Timothy, whether or not God's roles for men and women are right or wrong, if Satan can make you doubt any part of the Bible, he started a thread that will unravel the whole thing. So, what's the result of believing the Bible's inerrant? Well, let me just show you. I call it my personal framework. If you believe the Bible, then you will believe that people must be saved. You must share the gospel. People aren't going to heaven because of their family or their church, but they have to call in the name of the Lord. Then you understand how salvation works, because the Bible says it's not by works of righteousness, but the imputed work of Christ. Then you start realizing that every part of the scriptures are inspired, and so you believe creation, and that explains everything. Because God says everything was recently created. Look up for a second. I just read this morning. Let me look at the date. It's Sunday, the 25th of October. Do you know what it said in the news this morning? That scientists looking for climate change have gone down to the furthest most southern islands on Earth, off of the coast of Chile. And they said they have dug through 1,500 feet of the remains, the droppings of these polar or Antarctic birds that live there. And they said, look what they said. They said that those birds have only lived 5,000 to 9,000 years on that spot. And there is no record that they lived a minute longer than that. I thought, look back at your slides. Wow. Catastrophists say there wouldn't be any record of anything above ground because Noah's flood really happened and it would have washed away all the bird droppings. I'm a cessationist. Don't look for any more revelation of Scripture because the Bible says it's done. I'm a maximalist because God's historic and scientific facts are true. And then if you really believe the Bible, you know Israel's not the church and God has a future plan for Israel. So, the next slide, the Bible, God's word is flawless. And there are seven reasons why I know it's true. And what are they? Most important, Jesus affirmed, declared, and had the unyielding conviction that this book is true. So did all of the authors and the apostles and prophets. Every piece of the Bible fits together with divine unity, and every time God declares the future, it happens like he said. When God interacts with science, he's ahead of science, and whenever you dig up any part of the historic details of the Bible, you can verify them, and no matter what that man throws against the scriptures, the Bible has endured.